Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Good morrow, and welcome to the official Broadwasteth podcastery, where we're malt warm on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and today we're the opposite of barred out of our minds. In fact, thee might sayeth we're pretty merry, like a certain wives of a certain Windsor. Hark. Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Hark, I don't want to make much ado about nothing, but if thou take measure for measure, you're going to get it as you like it. Didst thou love nights 1 through 11? Because the next one, oh boy. Or shouldst thou proclaim, oh girl? I don't know. Just watch She's the Man. But as those gents doth proclaim, all's well that ends well, at which hour you've got willpower. Joining us at present are the usual shrewy tempests, including Kevin. Wait, what do you mean Caesar isn't just a salad, Jaeger?
Caesar salads are gross.
Really?
Well, they taste like anchovies.
Yeah, delicious.
Mm. So okay, you're right.
I have a Shakespeare boner right now.
And Kimberly the Fifth, our game apothecary, an unofficial Capulet nurse for the hour.
I liked the something rotten pun right there in the
end.
Oh,
the willpower.
Yeah, the willpower. Yeah.
Good job. Okay. And if you couldn't tell already, we're live from the lounge on West 43rd Street. With us today is a cast who probably gets more drunk than we do on a regular basis for the sake of the theater. So let's give a big Broadway and welcome to Friends of the Show.
Friend of the show.
Friends of the show. I still meant to
The cast of Drunk Shakespeare.
Yay! I clap for myself.
Yeah, I clap for you. You clap for me.
Yeah. So on social media, you can follow on Twitter at Drunk Shakes, and on Instagram at Drunk Shakespeare. Why don't you guys go through who you are and where you are on social media? In sure. Any order.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Hello, world. My name is Michael Amendola. I am at Dolography, Dolagraphy on Instagram and at DolaWords on Twitter.
Howdy, y'all. I'm Kelsey Lidsky, and you can follow me on Instagram at...
So which one of you got wasted tonight?
I didn't even go yet.
Why don't you all take a wild guess?
One of the most implied combos in the
Kelsey Lidsky, the Texan.
Yes, I'm obviously from Texas, and you can follow me on Instagram at klidsky. And you cannot find me on Twitter because I don't tweet.
Great. This is Mr. Josh Hyman, and that is my handle on all my social medias, Mr. M-R, J-O-S-H-H-Y-M-A-N, not E-N, different social media handle. My social security number, they wanted to know, is 107.
Some of us are also on Bumble.
Mr.
Josh Hyman.com, Mr. Josh on Twitter. I tweet, I Instagram, I face the book, I YouTube the book. What else is there to do?
That's about it.
All right, I'll stalk you if
Snapchat,
you follow me.
Snapchat, Snapchat, Periscope, Vine?
Vine?
Not anymore.
Is that a thing?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Words with friends?
Words with friends.
You know what? There is a line.
I'm sorry.
Okay?
So let's kind of, I guess we'll incorporate what are you drinking with tell us about how the show works. So yeah, explain how Drunk Shakespeare works, and then we'll talk about what we drank during the show.
Yeah. Kelsey, what did you drink during the show?
The question is, what didn't I drink? I started the evening with 4 shots of tequila. Then I had I had to chug a beer in plank position.
Against me.
Against you!
Yeah.
It was such a close call, too.
So during the show, they asked someone to basically chug a beer against the person who's drinking.
Yeah.
But then they gave me a straw last minute, and that threw me for a loop.
We pretended like that was sudden, but that was clean.
Oh, unbelievable.
Can we explain, kind of, so
course,
people who understand
the
show? So it's 5 actors doing a Shakespeare show, and there's 1 designated drunk actor per show. So it rotates. There's a rotating schedule. Michael drink one night. Kelsey will drink another night, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And tonight was Kelsey's night to drink. So she is drinking from the top of the show, 4 shots at the top, beers, and then keep talking about it.
Yeah, then I had 2 more shots of tequila doled out by our royalty, our king for the evening. I was given challenges. I either succeeded or failed those challenges, then was given two more shots, and then had a lovely mixed cocktail of weird drinks from all over the audience. And it was great. There was Guinness in there.
Like, is there Guinness in there?
Red wine in there. It was just a lovely form of jungle juice.
Yeah. It looks like college.
It also smells like college in this library.
Yeah, it totally does.
Or middle school if you're drinking Smirnoff, which also happens.
Yeah, do you get iced at all? Do people?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So every show is completely different because the drunk actor always changes and they're sort of the conductor of the evening. Mm-hmm. So depending on who the drunk actor is, and like there's time to put out like an article about the five different kinds of drunks. And you can see that if you keep coming back to our show, you'll see how the vibe of the show is so completely different by who the drunk actor is. Because they choose what challenges they want to give to other people in the cast, and we're always rotating through different roles. So it's like every single time it's a different like experience,
which is why I don't drink, because I'm the drunk kind of drunk that drinks and then immediately falls asleep. Mm-hmm. So they were like, you're not drinking anymore, because then it's a four-person show and you're getting paid like everyone else, and it's just not right.
Yeah, you're getting paid for nap sleeping time.
But
there's a lot of guess and check work that's gone through this process. I mean, some science prize I'm sure we've all won from this experimentation, social experiment. Why are you guys whispering?
No, I was just saying that Kevin and I had the delicious drink.
Oh, the strumpet.
Yes.
It was really good. Brian and I are like big tequila people.
Yeah.
That's always our drink of choice. And jalapeno people. Crazy people.
And if you had spice to tequila, I'm in all the time. Right. So we did the strumpet.
Yeah, the jalapeno infused tequila with the spicy paloma was delicious.
It was so good.
And it's actually champagne week. So we have all different kinds of champagnes and drinks and snacks that are infused with champagne. And we do that often, actually. Seasonal, never know the kinds of drinks you're going to have. The combo, like Mike was saying, of actors is always different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going to be different jokes, sensibilities. And then the drunk actor, Kelsey's drunk, is totally different than Amendola's drunk. Yeah. Both very sweaty drunks.
Yeah.
My hair was straight at the top of the show.
First thing in the dressing room.
That's like, with so many people in the room, like just, and the laughter and everything, I'm sure it just gets even hotter.
And drunk audience members, I'm sure, happen.
You want stories?
What's really like the one story that like comes to mind?
You got one? I got one.
You go first.
I totally have one.
Go, you go. Go,
we once had a king who was...
just to explain, there's a thing during the show where like the king hasn't shown up, so they do an auction from the audience to see who would get to sit in the throne,
right.
And then they have a little bit more power to kind of control some aspects of the show.
Right.
Exactly. Cool. So there are our royalty for the evening, and we once had a king who was really indulging in the alcoholic beverages and having a grand old time, and passed out like stone cold sleeping for a good
Josh, was
half
it you?
Of the show.
If it was me, it would have been the top of the show.
But yeah, as you guys can attest to, I'm sure like it's not a subtle show, like it's loud and there's a lot going on, and he slept through
the spotlight on the king.
Yeah, and he slept through a good half of it and just like took a nap and then woke up at the end, and we made a lot of jokes at his expense, and it was a lot of fun.
That's
incredible.
When the early stages of the show, when we were in a bar over on 44th Street, the top of a bar, it was actually kind of identical to this, except this is now with the books and the bookshelves and our own seating, and we control the space, but it's very similar looking. Anyway, we were there and we're doing the show, and all of a sudden it was like we're like, where did the king and queen go? We didn't know. We're like, where did they go? Right? And we're looking around, and next thing we know, both of them flushed in the face coming out of the bathroom together. We were like,
sex
during the show. We are awesome.
That's incredible. That wasn't even on the menu.
It wasn't.
Oh, Kimberly, you had a gin drink?
Yeah, it had rosemary and a cucumber on it. Anything just says gin and tonic with extras. I'm like, yeah, I want that. Plus, I'm on antibiotics.
Oh, that's
so
probably
I
a
only
good
had
thing.
One.
Yeah.
Smart.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you need.
Hello.
Hey, I had seen a show here yesterday, and
Let's go get that credit card for you.
So anyway, Kimberly, you drank. Were you the one drinking?
Oh, it was a Cressida. That's what it was.
That's what, and that's a Troilus and Cressida. There.
Yes, it had a rosemary sprig that went up my nose.
Oh,
because I lost my straw halfway through, and then I was just like,
"We're an immersive show, so
yeah,
yeah
we took it to a whole."
Exactly. Let me ask you guys: 4D. Are you intoxicated?
Yes.
Brian, I
chugged the beer. I had three.
And you burped like it was pastrami.
You're welcome. I didn't have for lunch. I had
No, what did you eat for dinner?
I had Chipotle.
Mouse, right?
Well, it smelled sweet.
For dinner, I had mouse.
A corporate sponsor.
Yeah. I had three strumpets.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So, and then you get a shot when you walk in.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Oh, and I got a PBR.
Perfect.
A free PBR
the
because
we started tanking.
Oh, I did. Do you see what I did for your lives tonight?
Yeah,
you
really
got pulled
you
up to
up.
Do a thing. You got licked by me and a drink. I mean, how lucky.
And
are you?
When Banquo was Mrs. Featherbottom.
Oh yeah, you got.
I got like
assaulted.
A lot of attention.
Yeah.
So maybe
big,
you
big
have
dance.
The Shakespeare boner, not me.
That's quite possible.
We say boner.
I will not protest.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
That's just a character. That's just a character on Growing
Pains. Growing Pains! How did nobody realize that, like, they were talking about
people,
a hard
I think people realize
thingy
it.
Penis.
Wait, what? Okay.
Beep! Beep!
She's the drunk actor.
It's okay. She can do that. So, tonight, Broadway so was fortunate enough to see Hamlet. Do you guys do...
No, we didn't see Macbeth.
Please keep that in the ministry. Please. For the love of God.
I saw Hamlet in Florida. And he threw shade at Florida.
Yeah.
So we saw Macbeth tonight.
Yes.
So we got to see Macbeth.
Are we not technically in a theater?
No,
so we're allowed to say it?
It's
because
a library.
Because we're doing it.
Because we're talking
about
Laurie
Beth Denberg would say, it's a library.
So
Laura Beth
Denberg,
thank you. Yeah, got
right.
it.
So do you guys do shows in rep? Are you doing like multiple different shows every week? Or do you just pick like the one Shakespeare show and do it for that full week? How does that work out?
I mean, we originally started with Macbeth. And that obviously was our, you know, a lot of work that went into that with a lot of, you know, the actors, especially these guys. And then we tried playing with other things. But, you know, Macbeth, we were just really rolling with it. So we said, you know what? The switch is the difference of the actors every night. The audience changes. The drinks change. Time of year changes. Pop culture changes. The drunk actor changes every night. That's your difference experience.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you can come back in a week, and the chances of you seeing the five of us again, and she's the drunk actor, it's near impossible.
So you could come and potentially see Hamlet, though.
Yeah, I mean, you could. Yeah, you could. It depends on what we're working on. And that's kind of the beauty of this show is that it's not – like Hamilton is great, right? But you're going to see the same exact show.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to love every beat in Hamilton, right? Mm-hmm. But with a show like this – at any point in time, we decide we're going to, you know, put one of those other foot forward, you know?
Basically show up and find out.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because there was a lot of improv.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How is any of that planned, or is it all 100% kind of on the spot?
I would say, well, it changes night to night, obviously, with the drunk actor. I would say 60% of the script is a script and 40% is improv.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
agreed.
Yeah.
And also, like, I mean, I kind of compare it to sort of like a Commedia troupe.
Yeah.
Like, they have Lotsies, they have bits that... oh, we all can, like, kind of communicate with each other now.
Right.
So, like, we see an opportunity arise.
Right.
We have, like, bits up our sleeves. Like,
yeah.
You know, some of us have done hundreds of meetings. So we can, like,
yeah.
throw different stuff in when we see the right kind of moment arise.
Right. We know, like, what our, like, strengths are. Mm-hmm. And we've been, most of us have been together at least for a year, if not more.
Yeah.
So we know, like, what people do well and what... they're really funny at, so we can throw it at them, you know.
Wait, how did he do it tonight? Who did he
Dom's
do it
on.
As?
Christopher Walken.
You do a walk-in, right? Do, mm-hmm. Try it.
Dom's like a truck. What? What?
Kevin as Mandy Patinkin?
Oh, yeah. Mandy, can you do...
Dom's like a truck. What? Guy's like, what? What? What?
Bernie Sanders. Dom's like a truck.
Okay. Like, even tonight, I looked at Dola at one point, and we had a scene on stage, and I knew that if I do this, like, this kind of character, I think I was doing the Swedish Chef, right?
Yeah.
If I do that, I was like, I know things that he does. I just know him. I've been on stage with him so many times. I know where he's going to go with it. And exactly, and I didn't even have to tell him. And exactly, he went there. So
throughout the show, the drunk actor kind of throws in basically rules almost like Kings. So if you've played Kings before.
Yeah.
So, you know, so tonight, one of the things that Kelsey did was that every time that Josh came on stage, he had to basically be a Muppet,
yeah.
a Jim Henson Muppet. So that So he came on as, you know, Animal at one point. He came on as Ernie at one point.
Yeah.
He came on as Swedish Chef, the Count. And, so, you know, that
and
kind of...
Cookie and Monster. From the Labyrinth. That was my favorite. The shout-out to the Labyrinth was well played.
Do you know how many people don't know that reference? I'm increasingly frustrated by that.
It so you're just teaching people.
Well, half of it. One time I did it, and it's so, and that's the other beauty of it, is that there are so many things that each of us do that, like, it's, again, it's never going to, I don't know when, you know, you ever see it again, but, oh, my God. The Labyrinth, how do you not know the worm?
That's incredible.
The worm? Come on, people.
So good.
Yeah, we've had some fun challenges over the years, too.
Oh, yeah.
I like the Valentine's Day 2 years ago. The challenge was that one additional rule of the game, the show was... Every combination of characters had to kiss at some point.
Oh, yeah.
and then we also have games like...
I wasn't
on
that night. I should have been.
You know, Macbeth, there's a lot of blood or Macbeth, so we play games like if you say... You have to substitute a different word for it.
Right.
So when if you say blood, you have to remove an article of clothing. Or,
right. Do you know how many times I've been naked?
How long have you guys each been in this show?
This is just about a year for me.
Cool.
So, yeah, about a year ago. Yeah.
I've been going about 2 years. I'm like 480 shows.
Yeah.
I think.
That's a lot. It's a lot. Especially we don't use mics, so it's all voice and energy.
Right.
You know, you gotta take care of yourself. I did 2 years. I was original cast member. I did 2 years straight. Then I left for a year to do another show. And now I'm back doing both. So I'm still doing that other show, but I'm also back now.
Awesome.
So I'm at like 350 shows. And like what Kelsey said, which I loved, is that for me, like coming back after a year, and now everybody's been in it for at least a year,
mm-hmm.
200 plus shows. Dude, we are as well-oiled now as we have ever been. With this show.
I think
it's
technically
so
we are the longest running Shakespeare show in New York City.
Yes.
Yes.
What's your favorite Shakespeare play?
Winter's Tale.
Romeo and Juliet.
I gotta say, I wasn't like a so well read, but I love Macbeth. I love it. I really do. I love the just everything, the mystery, the death, the sex, the craziness. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Yeah. Kimberly?
Winter's Tale.
Yeah. Winter's Tale.
Comedy, tragedy, musical, everything.
I did it in college.
Yeah.
Kevin?
Mine is Much Ado.
Yeah, that's a good
It's
yeah,
so good.
Still
yeah.
Good.
Cool.
Brian?
And I saw Emma Thompson in the Kenneth Branagh version when I was little, so that's in my head. And they were just so good together
favorite?
It's not my favorite, but I really love Measure for Measure.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
A problem play.
Yeah.
A problem play.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's a mess. Yeah. And it's great.
I mean, 10 Things I Hate About You is like real good.
Yeah,
my God.
That's my next question. What is your favorite Shakespeare adaptation?
I mean, Lion King's pretty dope. That's pretty good.
That's great.
Oh, West Side Story.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I saw a show about 15 years ago by these four NYU students. They did a version of Comedy of Errors, and they called it Abomity of Errors. And they wrapped the entire show.
I didn't see it, but I remember.
Was it the Coen Brothers? The Thought of the Remix?
They're part of that. Two of the guys, I think, are in that now. It blew my mind, and I didn't even know the story of Comedy of Errors. And obviously, it's funny and pretty simple for the most part, but... Dude, they rapped. They rewrote the whole show in rap and verse. And
oh, those guys are great. They were off Broadway just a little while ago. They came to the show.
Yeah, they did
Othello
the Remix.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
They're
in Chicago.
That was, I think, my favorite, you know, kind of off like that. Yeah.
Yours?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember the early 2000s film Get Over It with Shane West and Kirsten Dunst.
And Martin Short.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Martin Short was the director. It was all about Midsummer. Oh, I think that has a special place in my heart. Yeah.
You got one, Kev?
She's the Man.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum.
Oh,
my
God.
Oh, wait. And, I loved Get Over It. I feel like there's one song that always gets stuck in my head and no one knows what it is.
Let me sleep.
No.
Kirsten Dunst has like a whole solo and I'm not gonna like ruin everybody's day by singing it.
Oh my God,
I bet
it's on Netflix. Yeah. Everyone just go, just do yourselves a favor. There's a thong song remix with Mila Kunis and Cisco at the end.
Mila Kunis is in it, how can
and
I forgot?
And Cisco's
actually in the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In which movie?
In
Get Over It.
Oh.
Yeah.
We had this Cisco homage in the show tonight.
Yeah, we did.
You did.
I know.
Yeah, that's just a random reference to pull out.
Yeah, I haven't heard a thong yet. Well, pull out.
That just goes again. That goes to show you my age. If I'm like, I need a song he can sing. Think of when you were young, 2 year 1999, when you were all getting bar mitzvahed. What?
O is really good.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
oh you're right. With Hey Diggs. Hey Diggs.
No.
No.
Mekhi Phifer.
Mekhi Phifer.
And Julia Stiles. And
Julia Stiles. Yeah. She did a lot of those Shakespeare.
Yeah, I loved her. Yeah.
But I really do think 10 Things I Hate About You is
the winner.
Aside from,
she's the man.
West Side Story. Yeah. What else? Yeah. Oh, there's
wasn't
so many.
There another
things.
One? Oh, you're gonna love this one. You ready? Romeo Must Die. Isn't that a Romeo and Juliet take off?
Oh, I know that one. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Romeo Must Die. That was real.
Is that
and
Romeo
Hamlet too?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Isn't it like
Hamlet too? Was a great film.
Oh, Hamlet too.
Throne of Blood.
Throne of Blood.
What is
I don't
that?
Know that one.
It's King, it's the Japanese King Lear.
Scotland PA. Has anyone seen that? Is that what I say?
That's Scotland incredible. PA is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Forbidden Planet is The Tempest.
Oh, yeah.
What about Romeo and Juliet?
Wait,
how could we have forgotten?
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Oh, let's play a game.
Let's play match game.
Let's
play
match game.
Do you guys know what match game is?
Yeah.
No. I'm going to pass you each a pad of paper.
Okay.
And a Sharpie.
Okay.
So how match game works is usually Alec Baldwin is hosting today.
Or Gene Roddenberry.
Yeah, or whoever did it in the 70s. Who knows?
Roddenberry?
No, Gene Roddenberry did Star Trek.
what? That was a game show?
Leonard Nimoy.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly
why can I?
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I care.
Our celebrity panel is the cast.
Gene Rayburn.
Cool. I'm Gene Rayburn. Welcome to Match Game. I think that's how it is. I watched like 5 episodes last night to prep. Anyway, our celebrity panel today is the cast of Drunk Shakespeare. They each have a pad of paper. Our two contestants for the evening are Brian and Kevin.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Welcome. So I'm going to read out a question or sentence with a blank in it. Our panel is going to have to write down what they would put in the blank of that sentence, and our contestant will then say, give their answer, and then we see if anyone matched.
Okay.
Deal. Okay. So, who would like to go first?
I would.
All right, round one.
That's not how it works.
Yes, it is.
Kevin, it is now.
Yeah. Whoever's taller goes first.
Great. Yeah. Kevin.
I go last.
Would you like question A or question B?
Question B, Bob.
Question B. A sequel to Taming of the Shrew was found by time travelers yesterday. The plot follows Kate and Petruchio after their wedding and is titled The Taming of the Blank. The Taming of the Blank. Let me know when you're all in.
I'm in, Bob.
Got it, Bob.
Done, yes. Bob.
And Kevin, your answer? The Taming of the?
The Screw.
The Taming of the Screw. Oh, very so good. Cool. We'll start with Josh.
I said the Taming of the Poo. Which, you know, depending on what you had for lunch, you might need to tame the poo.
It's true.
It's not super feminist of me, but I said the Taming of the Biznatch.
One Z or two?
A Z and well, just one Z. Just one Z. Singular Z.
But do you put a little line between?
Yeah, biz-natch.
Yeah. Amazing.
Well, don't worry, I got you covered. My sequel is called The Taming of the Patriarchy.
which
I think that might actually scan in Iambic Pentameter. The taming of the patriarchy.
That's
the accent. Stop yourself.
So Kevin loses that round.
We all lost that round.
Yeah. Also, Kevin doesn't really win anything. That's my gripe with Match Game. They don't get anything for being there except self-exposure.
Do you see where we all are? He's like, political statement must be said and discussed. And she's like, where's my feet? And I'm like, duty.
You did pull up.
We got something for everybody.
Brian.
Yeah.
Question A. In a new adaptation of Romeo and Juliet with original music by Lin-Manuel Miranda, Juliet convinces Romeo to marry her in a song titled "I Am Not Thrown Away My Blank." Ready?
Are you guys in?
Yeah, what do
ready,
you say?
I'm ready.
I'm not thrown away my
pot.
Oh.
What?
What?
No. I didn't mean that.
Because they're going to get married and she cooks all the time?
I'm going to go with I am not throwing away my last name.
Ah, okay. Good. More okay. Toppling of patriarchy.
I think anything be this is more of an education. You have to be smarter in this game, no, right?
And like my answer was I'm not throwing away my virginity.
I would have said maidenhead.
Yeah, I was really looking for maidenhead.
The spectrum of answers is too wide.
And hey, Josh, what did you say?
Did you write poo again?
I did. No, I'm kidding. I'm not throwing away my G spot. I'm not throwing away my
G-spot. That is a good one.
That's good. I was looking for the closest thing to shot in my drunk brain, so I went with I'm not throwing away my bra.
Oh, okay.
This is not going well for me.
I'm not throwing away my vibrator, and parentheses spot, so it rhymes, it's named, the vibrator's name spot, and then in another parentheses it's out damn spot, but it's actually in damn spot.
That's a good one.
Lengthy answer.
Okay, so losing all around.
Yeah, we're doing
I'm
really
gonna
well.
Go read
that's
one of these books that are here on the show.
Congratulations of that show.
Kevin,
yes.
A or B?
A.
Perfect, I wrote this for you.
Oh, perfect.
Patti LuPone.
Yes, you did write this for me.
Is set to star as Helena in Midsommar opposite Glenn Close as Hermia. Patti insisted on changing one line. Though she but blank, she is fierce.
Though she what?
Though she but blank, she is fierce. Every Shakespeare like girl under 5'2" has a mug that says though she be little she be fierce.
That's true. She wrote this about Glenn Close.
Yes.
But the character.
And they don't like each other.
They do not like each other.
Okay.
And Glenn Close is tall, so like you had to rewrite that line.
Right.
All right, let's get the stupid answer out.
All right, Kevin.
Okay.
Your answer? Though
she but stately. I feel like Glenn Close is a stately broad.
She is a stately broad.
She's a stately broad, so I said stately.
Okay, so
fine.
I need to go and read Shakespeare and watch the movie.
And you
said. World.
I don't know where stately came from.
Well, I turned Patti LuPone into like a rapper. So, though she be looking like a man, she be fierce.
That's kind of stately.
We'll see what the other answers are.
We'll okay. See.
We'll see.
But I wrote, though she be melodramatic, she is fierce.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thanks.
And I wanted to contemporize it a little bit. So it's actually an homage to an answer of yours, Josh, but I have the smiley poop emoji. I feel like if this was a text message, this would be an appropriate time.
You see why this show is great? Because we're helping each other. We bring back old jokes. Yeah. You know, we're building. It's improv. He doesn't leave me on the bottom of the barrel. He brings me back up and lifts me up.
You guys are bringing... I like it. See what I did there?
Get it.
Brian.
All right, Brian.
Sure.
You need just one match to win this.
Does
just
anyone ever
one.
Win this?
I don't know.
It's really difficult. Well, when you have six, so it's six it's six celebrities on the show, so you have more of an opportunity to match.
I see.
Yeah. Plus, maybe they're usually more obvious. I don't know. Mine are
funny. But also, if you watch that game, like the answers are like... It's like,
well, some of them are really hard. And, yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah. Right, and then sometimes the contestants say things like stately.
Yeah.
I'm
blue.
Thank you, Brian.
Kev.
Sorry, Kev.
All right, Brian. Hamlet is so indecisive.
How indecisive is he?
Hamlet is so indecisive. Before he goes to bed, he asks himself to blank or not to blank. So that should be the same.
I have that same question every day.
I know my answer.
I know.
To blank or not to blank before bed.
Are you all in?
Yeah.
The answer is always yes.
To pee or not to pee.
I love
that. Is the question. Whether it's nobler in the toilet to... No.
No.
Brian,
tell us, would you like to go first?
Would you like to go first?
To pee or not to pee!
Yay! Kevin advances to the next round. Brian advances to the next round.
Wait, what else did you guys say?
Well, since this is a radio show, you can't see how I wrote poo and then changed the O's to E's. So to pee.
Yeah! Nice. I got 2 points.
I got confused and I was trying to rhyme with blank instead of B. So I'm going to give you one guess what I wrote.
So I made it to the next round?
Yes, you made it to Supermatch.
Supermatch
is the round I don't really understand how to make it into not for money. So because clearly I'm not giving you anything.
Okay.
So in this round, there's just a 2-word answer, and then there are 3 possible choices. So you will each give Brian an option of a choice. You will pick one, and then I will read the number 1 answer, the number 2 answer, the number 3 answer. Usually, there's amounts of money attached to which answer you get right. I don't have any money to give Brian, so it's just pride.
Yeah.
Ready?
Great.
You still have that?
Diamond blank.
Diamond
blank. Blank. Go for it.
Diamond crusted chicken.
Diamond crusted chicken.
Okay.
Cool.
Not going with that.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually this is like a poll, like a Family Feud style question.
Oh, yeah. Like, saying what most
like an actual,
would say.
Actual.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Not what's inside my brain. Right. Gotcha.
Okay. Diamond shiny stuff.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And yourself?
I was going to say diamond, Neil.
The way he saved in your phone?
The way, because I always go last name first.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate.
Brian, you can also choose your own answer.
I'm going to choose diamond ring.
Oh, answer number 3 was diamond bracelet.
Okay.
That's
number 2 was diamond necklace.
Great.
Number 1 was diamond earrings.
Oh!
I know, and I have a diamond ring. That was silly
of
me.
Did you wear one?
So diamond now for the head-to-head challenge.
Just
know
for the
what
trifecta,
this
I said poo.
Yeah, diamond poo, diamond crusted poo. Honestly, I should have gone with diamond crusted chicken.
Yeah.
It's just too funny. You would have won funny points, because again, no money, all about pride.
No money, only funny?
No money, only funny. All right, the head-to-head challenge, Brian, choose one person.
I'm going to choose Kelsey, because we got pee.
Great.
Yeah, we're insane.
So, Kelsey, this time you do have to write down
okay. What
you think. And Brian.
Yeah.
What? Brian, you just think of something.
I will. I'm going to right now.
Great.
Okay.
And so, again, 2-word answer. 1 word is blank.
I got it.
Blank stage. Think of what you'd put in that blank.
You can do this.
Yeah, that Sharpie scribble.
And then on the count of 3, I want you to say it at the same time.
Okay.
Ready?
Wait, no.
No.
Brian, think about it.
1.
It's poo.
2.
Don't say
3.
Center.
Oh, my God.
No,
Kelsey just did a backflip.
I'm so flexible.
How did you do a shot midair like that? You're amazing. Kelsey Jung Shakespeare.
Brian's eating a diamond-crusted chicken.
Oh, and now at this point, the credits would roll. Confetti down from the ceiling, and you got to hug from Alec Baldwin.
That's not very
good. It's not very warm.
thank you so much for joining us, especially after your show tonight, and after you drank entirely too much, coming from a person who always drinks entirely too much.
Yes.
But thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, of course. You can get tickets for Drunk Shakespeare. It's an open run. You can get it at drunkshakespeare.com, on TodayTix, as well as it's a 21-plus show. Again, we want to thank the cast of Drunk Shakespeare for joining us after Drunk Shakespeare. Yeah, definitely go see it. But we want to take a little second to actually talk about the show. And then some other things we've seen and play Lights of Broadway game.
Yeah, so obviously we had such a blast. We talked about it with them, but now that we're not with them, so we don't have to say it.
Let's talk show!
No, guys, it was such a fun experience. I will say for people who go to shows and aren't, like, usually fans of, like, actors and stuff coming out into the audience, this is very much a they're-in-your-face kind of show. Yeah. So be prepared going in for that. Like, it's the same kind of feeling as, like, an improv or a stand-up show at some times.
But they sort of, like, feel the audience out before they get there. Right. So, like, if you are not a participator and you're, like, clear about that,
they're very smart about feeling
either
that.
Easy to, like, steer clear or taunt you a little extra.
But it's so much fun, and it was great to see, like, stuff that was making us laugh, just, like, as a group, but also, like, little tiny moments where they actually showed how we're amazing Shakespeare actors as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great first date scenario.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The drinks were excellent. It's really not an expensive ticket, so, like, you really get your money's worth, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's, like, a night out. Like, yeah. It's more than just, like, oh, I'm going to see a show. Like,
drunk Shakespeare, more than just a show.
You're, like, going to have, I don't know.
No, you're absolutely right.
It's like a hangout, like, go, like,
yeah.
It's an activity it's a thing as much as it is a show.
Yes.
I'd also like to see how it was, like, if I was more drunk.
Oh, interesting.
Because I only had that one drink because of my antibiotics.
And I was, it's also, this sounds weird, but it was also very cultured.
Agreed.
Like, someone like that could just be, like, all raunch or whatnot. And don't get me wrong, they're very raunchy.
Yeah, but it still came across as a little highbrow.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Because it's Shakespeare.
Yeah, I really had a great time.
I did too. I would definitely go back, and I encourage people to do it as a very unique, fun theater experience. It's not just sitting in an audience.
Yeah. Wow. And if you are a Shakespeare lover as I am, I was worried that it would just, like, when they started with all the participatory stuff, I was like, oh, are they not actually doing the show? And then the monologues are there and there are Shakespeare jokes there and you'll have just as much
it's
fun.
It's just really, and it, you
as
know,
if
not,
you like are like, I went there because I don't like Shakespeare. Yeah. Whereas I was just like, I love Shakespeare. I want to see more.
Yeah. It's not too long. It feels like the right length. Yep. Something like that can really feel dragged out, but it's not.
Yeah, they really cut down Macbeth.
They did.
It is a snappy, funny Macbeth.
Yep.
But it was a good time.
So definitely go see Drunk Shakespeare.
Fun was had by all.
Yeah. I also saw, I went to the York Theater Company for musicals in Mufti. Yes.
I just like this called Musicals and Mufti. I love them.
They're awesome. They all have the scripts in front of them, and they're doing old shows that just probably won't ever get done again. They also do new readings there as well.
It's like a teensy tiny encore.
Yeah, exactly. And it was really fun. It was called Berlin to Broadway with Kurt Weill, A Musical Voyage. It starred friend of the show Megan Picerno, Carl Joseph Coe, Rachel DeBenedette, Michael Halling, and Brian Charles Rooney. They went through the entire act. One was actually all of Berlin's pre-immigration music.
Ooh.
So it was
pre-immigration.
Oh yeah, sorry. It's called Berlin to Broadway,
but and like Kurt Weill's music.
But yeah. So it was Kurt Weill's music. Excuse me. All his pre-immigration
not
stuff.
Not Irving Berlin.
No. It has nothing to do with Irving Berlin. Very little, actually. So the first act is all of his pre-immigration stuff. So like
Threepenny Opera.
Threepenny Opera opens the show, and they do that. And then Act Two is all the Broadway stuff.
Oh wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Because did they do Buddy on the Night Shift? My voice teacher in college gave me this random Kurt Weill song, and I sang it forever, and no one knew what it was.
That's amazing.
I don't think they did.
Okay. Everyone look up Buddy on the Night Shift.
But it was good. And the next one they're doing is Dear World with Tyne Daly.
Nice.
Ooh.
So
that was the Angela Lansbury vehicle, right?
Yes. Angela Lansbury won her second Tony for it.
For Dear World.
Yes. Oh. So it was...
Oh, Jerry Herman. Yeah. Hummable tune.
Exactly. Yes. they do cool stuff. It's a really small, intimate theater. It's in the basement of a church.
You have to take an elevator. It is a little confusing.
There are stairs.
It looks like you're going to church.
But it's like,
the York?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there were stairs.
But they're like emergency stairs.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really,
I've always
it's good.
Been like, are you going to see the show? Take the elevator. I'm like, yes, okay, thank you.
Yeah, so that's what I saw. But let's play a game before we head out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Brian, did you make one up?
I did make up a game.
Brian made up a game.
It's called Adapt This.
Adapt it. Adapt this. Sorry.
Oh,
what have you adapted this week? so I'm going to... Everyone pick a card.
What have you adapted this this week?
Everyone picks a Lights of Broadway card. What have you been up to this week? So the three of us are going to work together to take a Shakespeare show.
Yep.
And adapt it for these three performers.
Into a musical? Or just into something?
It doesn't have to be a musical. It could be anything.
All right. So there's a ghost involved?
Yes.
The ghost of Mary Martin.
And the ghost of Zero Mostel.
And Lena Hall!
Okay, all right. So we need to come up with a great Shakespeare show that they could be in together.
Oh, who has two ghosts? Hamlet has one ghost.
I mean, Macbeth has multiple ghosts.
Well, because of the witches people. And the...
Yeah.
Oh, because he sees Banquo.
Yeah.
He sees...
But also...
True.
We could also just, like, forget ghosts and just...
Just pretend they're alive.
They all
could just
the
be
same,
people.
Yeah. I think...
Could we do a good Hamlet?
Maybe.
With Lena Hall as Hamlet?
Sure. Lena Hall as Hamlet.
Like okay. And then we would have
like
Zero play the...
Polonius, maybe? Or the king?
Yeah, the king, and then Mary Martin could be the mother.
Yeah.
Or no, Mary Martin's Ophelia.
Mary Martin's Zero Ophelia?
Or she is both Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
She could do both.
Oh, that'd be cool.
If any could pull it off, it could be her.
I'd also like to see... I think we could do Merry Wives of Windsor, where Zero plays Falstaff.
Yeah.
And Mary Martin plays the lead in that.
Or just Much Ado, and he's the constable.
Oh, that'd be funny.
And then you could have Mary Martin play Beatrice, and Lena Hall would be Hero.
That's good,
that's
too.
That's interesting. We can also do...
We're just putting them in everything.
Romeo and Juliet.
Where
Zero
Romeo.
Is Romeo and Mary Martin is Juliet.
And Lena I was Hall putting them as Mr. and Mrs. Capulet.
Lena Hall is the young nurse.
Yes. I think that's like a
and
very
it's like
young
nurse. Yeah. Romeo and Juliet, but elderly, like set in a nursing home.
Oh my
home.
God.
I love it.
Lena Hall.
Yes, yes. So that's what we've done. It's Zero Mostel and Mary Martin.
Why has no one done this?
In a nursing home where they're in love with each other and, you know, that whole thing.
And at the end, they just die notebook style.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
I love it.
And, like, Juliet is from the side of the nursing home where they're all bedridden so they don't walk. And, like, Romeo is from the side where they're still, like, mobile and moving around.
Or
so it's, like, the non-walkers versus the walkers.
Or you could do, like, she's in the wing of a hospital that's,
The fancy,
for the for the rich people that can put their elderly there.
Oh.
And he's from, like, the pared down side, of like, you know, the Groupon side.
But like, we're not sure if this insurance is going through side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, that's what happens. And she tends
Eileen
to...
Eileen Hall is the nurse.
Is the nurse that they pay for. And then the apothecary is, you know, the like person who hands out the meds.
Yeah, seriously though.
Yeah.
And he gives her
so good.
And he gives her something to make her... this is such a good show.
And Mercutio, like his friend Mercutio, just like
just
sees things. Oh, or is imaginary. Well, he has to really die for that to, like, mean something.
Oh, that's true. So he's, like...
A plague on both your hospice?
Music and lyrics by Jerry Herman.
Yeah, I'm in.
A plague on both your hospice. A new musical.
I'm in.
Oh, my God.
Great.
We're going to really write this show. This is incredible.
That's amazing.
Oh,
so,
I love it.
So we always end every episode with a quote... And today it is, good wine is a good familiar creature, if it be well used. Othello, Act 2, Scene 3. So, we'll raise a glass to Shakespeare, the bard.
Raise a glass to Shakespeare.
A little willpower. Cheers.
Cheers.
Zoo-doo-wop. All right, we'll see everyone next. We won't see you. I always say that.
No.
We will
hear you.
See you.
You'll hear
you'll
us.
You'll see the download numbers.
I will.
No or the rate and reviews.
Yes,
you
will.
Oh, Kevin did not laugh. I thought I was going to get like a laugh out of Kevin for that.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't laugh anymore. We broke him.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.